Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Doug.
Happy lunchtime.
Did you see what happened last night in the Blue Jay game?
I did
by
not.
By chance?
No, sir.
They beat the Athletics 12-0.
Sacramento?
Sorry, yeah. What are they called? Oakramento?
Oaklamento or whatever it is.
Sackland.
They don't call it Sackland.
No, they don't.
No.
Blue Jays hit a home run in the second inning, and a kid went for it, tried to catch it as it landed in the stands, and he lost it. And the camera zoomed in on his disappointment. Later in the same game, Vladimir Guerrero hit a home run.
Mm-hmm.
To the exact same spot, and the kid caught it. One kid had a shot at two home run balls hit to the exact same seat in the outfield.
All right, he's coachable.
He got better as the game went on.
Yeah, make a mistake, throw it in the garbage, get ready for the next opportunity.
Rebound. Yeah,
he did.
He totally did. What are the odds? One game, two home run balls, same seat.
In a normal ballpark, it's very rare, right?
Yep.
But in a ballpark that, you know, was it a minor league park or college park?
No, this was in Toronto.
Oh, it was in Toronto. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My bad. It's pretty rare, Doug.
Yep.
Sounds to be pretty rare.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. I mean, this is something you might see make once a year that makes the highlights. Same guy, same spot. Foul ball.
You think once a year?
I think I've seen it. It feels like this is a highlight that comes up like once a year, but maybe not for home runs.
Yeah.
But for foul balls, yeah. And those are probably more predictable.
What, the foul balls?
Yeah, it's more likely to happen.
Oh, there are foul ball hoarders that know where to go.
Well, I mean,
foul ball mongers, foul ball guys that know where to hang out.
What are there, 50 foul balls a game that get into the stands?
Yeah, it could be.
There's a couple home runs a game that go in the stands, so the odds are in your favor.
If you want to see it, it's been tweeted from our Twitter account, at DougAndGator971. All right, so Tigers back at it tonight in Kansas City. Three games tonight with Kansas City, or starting tonight with Kansas City, and then they go to Chicago to take on the White Sox. So seven-game road trip. Casey Mize pitches tonight against Seth Lugo. Lugo has been okay. Mize, however, has been really pretty damn good and really good throughout this year. Are we at a point that the only thing that's holding back Casey Mize, the only thing we're worried about is health? Are we accepting that he is a asset to this team? Just has to stay healthy.
That's where I am with him, because I think he starts his career and he looks good in his first season, but then starts suffering some injuries and taking time to come back, and there are various injuries, but the talent was there. He looks so focused and determined, and he looks like he soaks up everything with it, like a sponge. That just, he's gotten better and better. And this season, and again, he's missed a little bit of time. He missed a few starts because of being put on the IL, but he's back. he just, I think he gets it, and he is determined to be not just a guy, but to be, you know, one of the top starters on this team. He was drafted 1-1. There's a lot of, there's huge expectations on those guys. And, you know, he's got Torkelson on his side that, that can experience that with. And it's gotten to the point where I absolutely have confidence Casey Mize is going to be a very good pitcher in baseball for years to come. And the only thing that could derail him is injuries. I think he just gets it. I think he knows how to pitch.
You go 1-1 for a reason, right? You go 1-1 because you have a ton of talent. And, you know, that talent has never really been realized. He's had one full season in Detroit. Do you know what his career record is?
I don't, but it's probably, like, I don't know, 20 and 30 or something. I don't know.
Pretty close. He's 15 and 20.
Okay.
So he's below 500 as a pitcher. He's never been over 500. And pitchers' records, they are what they are, right? I mean, we know that they're... He's never been over 500 in this season. And
that's his career. He's 15 and 20.
Yep.
Was he 7-1 this year or something?
He's 6-1 this year. He had 9 career wins coming into this season.
Heavy year.
Yep.
I mean, honestly, by his numbers, you'd think he should be considered for all-star representation. The problem is you go and look at that against the American League has a lot of good pitchers right now, a lot of good, very, very good starting pitchers. Where, like, you think Scooble's automatic, and he probably is. But there's, I think, 7 players in the American League that have a better earned run average than Tarek Skubal, and his is very good at, like, 2.4 something. So it's like the year of the pitcher right now for in the American League for starters. Mm-hmm. It'll all kind of level out a little bit as the season wears on, but it's for 8 starts for Casey Mize this year, he's been very, very good. I think it's 8 runs he's given up in his last 30 innings. And, you know, matching up tonight in Kansas City and his opposing, his counterpart there for Kansas City has given up 9 runs in his last 33 plus innings. So you got 2 guys that are pitching pretty well. Should be a good matchup.
His ERA is 2.45 this year, by far the best of his career. His walks and hits per innings pitch, 1.01, by far the best in his career. His strikeout to walk ratio is 4.1. By far the best in his career. Like everything about Casey Mize.
How many strikeouts does he have on the season and how many innings?
41 strikeouts in 47 and 2/3
okay. innings. And that might be getting close to career high too.
In terms of ratio?
In terms of, yeah, strikeouts per 9 innings.
I mean, he had 7 starts as a rookie. And he went 28 and a third and had 26 strikeouts. God, it's so tough to do. It's so tough to break in as a pitcher. And, you know, he missed all of 2023. He was a completely forgotten man. And now, like you, I expect him to win. Expect him to win when he is getting a start, and he gets a start tonight. In the meantime, Tigers PR, and we've talked a little bit about Jose Briseño, who went 4-for-4 with 3 homers, a double, and stole home. That's a decent night.
It's not bad.
No.
It's a good career, and he did it in one night.
If you look at the players they have coming up, the position players they have coming up, I love when we have stuff that I would have been jealous of another team having, mm-hmm. but Briseño, Lorenzo, Max Clark, Bryce Rainer, McGonigal, they're not all going to hit. That just is the way it works. But if 2 or 3 of them do, to mix in with what they already have,
it's exciting because they range in ages of like 19 to 22. You know, these aren't old guys. These are all very young players, all at the early stages of the minor league careers, but anywhere from, you know, low A ball to double A ball with the players that you mentioned. But yeah, there's reason to be excited about those guys, that they've adapted just fine. Like, be worried about Bryce Rainer, first Major League Baseball coming out of high school. What's it going to be like playing at single A ball against other talented players like that after taking basically, you know, most of the year off? He's hit the ground running. He's got an OPS and I think above 850 at Lakeland. He's stealing bases. He's hitting for power. He hits to all fields. He looks poised. He looks the part, and probably not long before he gets a promotion. His promotion probably coincides when Kevin McGonigal gets promoted from single A to double A. And McGonigal is now healthy, and he's tearing the cover off the ball. He's hitting a ton. Max Clark has done very well. A leadoff hitter who doesn't strike out all that much, who draws walks, steals bases, plays a flawless center field, and is starting to show a little bit of power now too. He's picked it up, and his OPS I think is above 800 as well. But Briseño is, this is the guy. I mean, the Tigers haven't had that minor league masher in a long, long time. And this guy is just killing it. He's 20 years old, and he's got 11 home runs, hit the three last night. He's missed some time this year. Otherwise, he'd have more.
Gator, if these guys get to Double A this year, we could see him at the big league level next year. Like, it's
potential.
Yeah. Well, of course. Like, but you make that jump to Double A, I start to think, ooh, you got a shot to be a call up at some point during the 2026 season. The Tiger PR department also put out this, because, I mean, you care, of course, basically about the big league club. Got it. But the support system, the record across all levels of the organization. So every one of your affiliates, minor league affiliates, you add up the totality of all the record. Tigers team, the Tigers organization is 134-81, a .623 winning percentage, number one in baseball.
Yep.
The absolute best combined organizational record, according to the Tigers PR department.
By a lot.
By a lot. Milwaukee is 128-88, which is a .593 win percentage. So it's good. It's really, really good. All right, we got a quiz for Gator scheduled for 12:20 today here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Hey, you're looking for some place to watch the big sporting events? There's no better place than 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley. They've got great food, great atmosphere, great specials, and also the best wings in town. And we got the warm weather here. That means the rooftop deck is open, and there's no better place to watch anything than a rooftop deck. Love it up there. Get some draft beers and just hang out, maybe get a pizza, and just enjoy everything that's going on. They got $4 for bottles of Miller Lite and Coors Light. That's during all Detroit baseball games. And don't forget that the playoffs are going on right now. They got great specials for that as well. Trivia, Thursday nights, 8 o'clock. And 24 Seconds is also open for lunch on Thursdays and Fridays. And start making your plans for next Saturday with UFC 316. Divalishvili. It's going to take on O'Malley. You got Pena and Harrison. There's no cover, but you want to get there early because the place fills up for the USC events. Need any event catered or maybe the host? Let 24 Seconds do that. They got you covered for parties, celebrations, graduation parties, any kind of event you can think of. And yes, you can host your party on the deck as well. And if you're looking for a great place to work, 24 is hiring cooks. Every seat's a great seat. Check them out. All the specials and happenings at 24secondsbar.com and grab a taste of the action for yourself. It's my favorite place to go. 24 Seconds Bar and Grill on 12 Mile in Berkeley.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Dan Campbell speaking today. Laundry list of players that are either slowed because of injuries or not participating for a variety of reasons. He had some fun with it, Gator, you told me about during the break.
Yeah, he was going through the laundry list of players that are limited or out of practice. And guys like Broderick Martin, Levi Anzarike, DJ Reader, Terrion Arnold, Khalil Dorsey. And then he slips in, he had Brad Holmes, Chris Spielman, and then adds a couple more names. That Amon-Ra St. Brown's out, and this guy's out, and then throws in Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. So it's a long list of actual players that are out, but just the fact that they just added to that list by slipping in guys in the organization was funny.
Yeah, well, that's... Hope that they get it. I mean, what's not funny about it is last year injuries were such a big deal, and I don't want to do it again. That was ridiculous. That was honestly ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. But a lot of these guys are recovering from those injuries, and so you would imagine that they're going to be limited in practice. And some of these guys may not be anywhere near coming back. You know, like Lee McNeil.
I think it's obviously incredibly hard to win a Super Bowl. What's weird about this is that my only fear. Is that last year was their best chance, and it got totally sabotaged by all the injuries. I don't think the window's closing by any stretch of the imagination. And the way you keep it from closing is you continue to draft incredibly well. So we'll see what this year's draft class, but it really comes down to you got to keep replenishing it with young, cheap players. And, you know, I don't think the window's closing. But, God, they got to get a Super Bowl out of this, man. They got to get a Super Bowl out of this. They just have to. It's so hard to do.
It's really hard to do.
Last year's team was ready to do it.
Well, this team's never done it.
Nope.
We know the lack of success this team has had since they won the last championship in 1957. You know, we got rid of a narrative a couple years ago when only one playoff win since that. Yeah, we knew. And then they went out and won two playoff games and played in the NFC Championship and unfortunately lost it. And then we got excited about last year. All the injuries mounted, and yet they still went 15-2, but they lost their playoff game. The lone playoff game they lost, and it was a home game, and it sucked. It absolutely sucked. But as Dan Campbell said, those are things that can scar you, but in a good way. Because that's stuff that you don't forget, and it motivates you to be better and better. And this is an offseason that everybody's of the same like mind. Let's get back to it.
All right, time for a quiz for Gator.
Great.
I have found Vegas odds on the exact Super Bowl matchup. Okay?
All right.
So this is the exact Super Bowl matchup that includes Detroit. What do you think there are the best odds for the which Super Bowl matchup, Lions versus some AFC team, do you think has the best odds of coming true?
Detroit versus Buffalo.
That is correct. 20-1.
All right. All right. Here we go. Here we go.
Way to go. Tap it into your inner bookmaker.
Come on.
All right. Let's keep going.
All right. Yeah. Let's keep going.
What do you think the second to it's tied?
Okay. So
Detroit versus
Kansas City.
And
Baltimore.
Correct.
Yes. Let's go.
He is on fire, people.
I'm as focused as that kid was after he made the second home run catch.
That's right.
The kid was fired up.
So he's got the first Super Bowl matchup, Detroit versus Buffalo is 20-1. Tied for second, Detroit versus Baltimore and Detroit versus Kansas City, 21-1. And what about the third matchup? This is 48-1.
The other fighting Harbaughs, the Chargers of Los Angeles.
You got one wrong. They are the fifth matchup at 64-1.
Is it Houston?
They are tied for the sixth matchup at 74-1.
Cincinnati.
48-1, they are the fourth most likely matchup for the Lions in the Super Bowl. I'll just give you the rest. Although I'm impressed. Kang, do you want to add anything?
No, I'm impressed. That's what I want to add.
Okay.
Thank you, Kang.
Yes, Gator. It's hard, man.
Do you want to ride the track at the Detroit Grand Prix?
Thank you for asking me, Gator. I get to ride along with you?
Would you like to ride?
Ride shotgun.
Yes. You want me to ride shotgun with you? You want to drive it?
We could take turns.
Okay.
How many laps you guys think you're getting?
Because
you haven't been offered one yet, but I'm just.
Wow, take the dream away.
Yeah, that's what he does.
I'd love dream to see it taker. Happen. Love to see it happen. All right, so Denver and Houston are both 74-1. Lions versus the Steelers, 114-1. Lions versus the Raiders and the Lions versus Dolphins are 169-1. Lions versus Jacksonville, Lions versus New England, 204-1.
All right, so you get past the 50-1, which is the one that you would put money on.
Like which one of these long shots?
Yeah. What'd you say Houston was?
74-1.
I like that. I've been high on Houston for a couple of years, and they let me down last year. So. Put a $10 wager on that.
You know, there's Tua kid in Miami I would never bet on, so let's get rid of that one.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson's might be the backup.
Yeah, I think it's the Texans. I agree. This feels like one of Kang's long shots.
It's a long shot.
Yep.
It fits the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And those two teams, Detroit and Houston, will practice against each other.
Yeah, so that was news today. Do you like the joint practices?
I love the joint practices.
Do you?
I think the teams get so much more out of a joint practice than they would out of a preseason game. Preseason games, everybody's trying to protect the starters, and you're really just, it's to see the depth guys out there and who's going to make the moves there. I mean, it has its place. But in terms of like getting your team ready for the season, it's all about the controlled practice environment that you have. You can put up whatever matchup you want to go out there with. And I think it's vital. And it's the best thing that they can do without actually playing in a game.
The crazy thing about this is
a regular season.
I think we are going to have the most boring preseason. I shouldn't say boring.
I disagree.
That's not true. Boring's not the term. I think we're going to see the least amount of starter snaps we have ever seen
in the history of
Detroit Lions preseason football. There will be some interesting people playing, but they're not going to play at all. I think their starters might play more in the Hall of Fame game than any of the rest of the games because the league's going to want them to, and it's a nationally televised game.
I don't know. I don't think you needed the caveat on it. I think we're probably not going to see much of the starters at all. And am I intrigued by still what would happen in the preseason? Yes, because you're going to get to see a ton of Hendon Hooker or Kyle Allen or whoever else you want to see at quarterback. Kang's going to get a lot to see. You're going to get to see a lot of the truth. Sione Vaki is probably going to get a lot of snaps in that. We're going to Giovanni Manu and those guys in the offensive line that I want to see. Probably going to see a lot of reps out of those guys. Colby Sorsdahl and the like. I'm intrigued by the preseason for sure, but these joint practices are so much more important. And they have, I think it's one with Houston. They have two with Miami, I believe, is how they've worked that out.
Good news. We have another quiz for Gator coming up in 10 minutes. Here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. A couple of players that people always want updates on. One is Aiden Hutchinson, according to Dan Campbell today. Aiden Hutchinson, this is from Danny Rogers of DetroitLions.com. Dan Campbell says, Aiden Hutchinson isn't favoring his injured leg and looks confident. Can't get a full look at his rushers right now with the parameters around OTAs. And as far as Jameson Williams is concerned, again from Danny Rogers, Dan Campbell says he expects a huge year out of Jameson Williams, and he's exactly where the team wants him to be right now. I think somebody else tweeted out that he has really hit the weight room and come back stronger. These are two guys that get a lot of talk. Just giving you the update, the very latest. Do you think there's I've seen the Aiden Hutchinson story be referred to, like his contract, as a holdup. Do you see it as a holdup, or because like last year the Lions had a flurry of signings right around the draft?
Yep.
Nothing with Goff till we got into May.
It was like 2 weeks later. Yeah.
Yeah. And now we're near the end of May. There's nothing with Hutch. Do you see this as a holdup, or is it just different than last year?
I don't know. I don't know what to think. Because when I heard Costa and Jansen talking about this, I don't know if it was earlier this week or it was late last week, I thought it was interesting because you do look at last year as the template.
Yeah.
When they extended players going into their fourth year. With Sewell, they did that. And with St. Brown, it was going into third year, I guess. But doing it earlier than you had to. So you would imagine Hutch would fall along the same thing in the same timeline, and it hasn't happened. So if you go on the premise it's a holdup, which I know that's the question you're even asking, but if you go on the present that it's a holdup, the premise that if it is, I would imagine it's more a Hutch than a Lions, but you can make a case for both sides. Hutch can bet on himself and say, I'm going to wait for other guys to set the market or continue to set the market, right? You've got Myles Garrett at their $40 million a year. Let's see what Micah Parsons signs for before I decide to do it. Let's see what TJ Watt signs for before I agree to a contract. And these are guys that are out there waiting for their next contracts. There's Trey Hendrickson who could set it on the other side of it for the low level of it. What's that going to be? Is it going to be $35 million? So you can make that argument that it's Hutch that's holding up because he's going to wait to see what other guys do before he makes the move. You can make the argument it's the Lions are holding it up because, well, he's coming off a leg injury. Let's make sure that he's going to come back and be the guy we expect, and that's why we didn't do things before the draft or at the draft. We can wait. Now we got some OTAs. We got our eyes on him right now. Let's wait and see this and maybe wait through training camp. But they're going to get something done. I don't think there's any question in my mind that the Lions and Aiden Hutchinson are going to end up agreeing on a long-term solution. I just don't know when it's going to be.
Yeah, I wouldn't use the word hold up, and I've heard it described as a hold up. One. Two is, I would put my level of concern about something, a contract with Hutchinson on a scale of 1 to 12, I'd put it at about a 2. I don't think this is going to be a storyline. Not that concerned about it. The way that they've operated, I'm sure they're fully planning on locking up Hutch for a good long time. And Hutch, Hutch is going to get very well compensated. The way they, finagle around the cap, this just doesn't feel like it's a brewing controversy. Anzalone thing, my concern is about a 3. I don't think that's going to be an issue either. they didn't confirm or deny that Anzalone was at camp today.
3-1 to 10 or 1-12 Okay, 1-12
Yeah, you know how we do it here.
Yeah, right. My bad. Yeah, I'm slightly more maybe not concerned. Actually, I'm expecting the Lions to redo something with him. I guess that's my expectation. And look, Anzalone missed time last year with OTAs as well, although I think his wife was having a child, and that was the reason. This time it's different. It's a contract situation. And I don't think there's any question the Lions want him here for the year. And maybe they're just doing their last spring cleaning to look at the cap situation and see, okay, what can we do on because it's a 1-year deal. It's what he's got left on it, right?
Yep.
So can we add to that, reward a guy who's been here, who plays through the pain, who is an unquestioned leader of this defense, who's flourished here with the Lions, and let's get something done. I think that's just a matter of time.
Here's what Dan Campbell said about player. This is earlier today in a news conference he just wrapped up, what he had to say about communication with players who aren't here. Sounds like he's a 1 on the scale of 1-12 as far as his level of concern.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever concerned.
Yeah,
I think he's the type of guy to, okay, whatever, adversity, we'll battle through it, doesn't matter.
All right, you ready for another quiz for Gator?
Oh, come on. I can't even enjoy my last victory.
No, you were great.
But you're not letting me enjoy it because now you're going to throw another one at me.
Now, this one's easy. Between the two of us, I'm you are stronger in this field, so I figured, why not turn to Gator and see if you can spell the word, the spelling bee winner, Faizan Zaki, the 13-year-old from Allen, Texas, spelled last night to win the 100th edition of the spelling bee.
I hate you.
Well, hate's a strong why are you word. Hating him?
Yeah.
The word that wins the spelling bee.
Dude, yeah. We know it's going to be hard for everybody.
But you've got a shot.
Yeah, because we believe in you.
We believe in you. Kang, do you believe in him?
I do. Especially after he offered me a lap and you didn't. It was a Grand Prix.
Oh, God. are you ready to spell this word?
Oh, yeah.
The word is eclaircisma.
What?
Eclaircisma. Eclaircisma.
In English, please.
The word is eclaircisma.
Eclaircisma?
Eclaircisma.
What the hell does it mean?
I don't know.
You have no information on this.
No, I just know
all
what
you're
going to
do is say a word that makes that I've never heard in my life. You're not going to give me country of origin,
I looked it up in a sentence.
The funny thing is Gator's got all these questions, Doug.
Yep.
The kid asked zero questions.
No, he just spelled it.
He just spelled it.
Yep. You want it means a clearing up of something obscure.
Clearing up of something, eclaircisma?
Eclaircisma. Country of origin, you want to know the country? French.
Of course it is.
Eclaircisma.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Probably not. Well, let me see if I can find.
So there's an example on dictionary.com.
Eclaircisma. I'm not seeing it used in a sentence. Don't act like that's going to help.
Yeah, you would spell it right if you could use it in a sentence.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can't help you with that. Just tell me all when right. You're ready. Eclaircisma.
He's written it down.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
We're letting you write it down, too.
Oh, good. You're letting me. That's nice.
Yeah, they don't get to do that in the actual spelling bee.
Eclaircisma. E? Am I on the right path?
Dude, this isn't how it works. Spell it out.
Eclaircisma. Eclaircisma.
Okay, do that again. You were going too fast for me to write it all down.
Oh, my goodness. Eclaircisma. R S E I S M A. Eclaircisma.
Eclaircisma. E C L A I R S E I S M A.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a kid last night.
was doing just fine until it became. Oh, I mean, you said Eclair sees me. You didn't say Eclair sees me. Oh, people of Ron, on guard, deja vu. Have we not met before? Chocolate mousse. Garçon. Eclair sees me. E-C-L-A-I-R. C I F F M E T O. Nine nine hole. Snail eater.
Claire sees him on my ass.
Viva la Faisance Aki, the winner of the 100 spelling bee, knowing how to spell a Claire Seesma. He had quite. He was pretty excited.
Oh, was he?
He was pretty fired up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well. You can go back to the basement.
You did.
Wow. You is did it very... basement?
The cellar.
You did pretty well. You got the first six right.
You think that's off to a great start.
Yeah.
Who knew that there were 12 other letters and three more syllables?
You were doing great. You were like an NBA team with a big lead, but in the end, you blew it. Well Thanks. Done, that's Scott all the Gator. That makes
you
feel better.
You blew it.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. A Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents, automobile. But they are the best at it because many law firms don't specialize. They focus on many different areas of the law. You wouldn't go to a doctor who specializes in all sorts of medicine. Why would you do that? With your attorney, specialization, it really matters. Educated consumers will choose Michigan Auto Law. Do your research and learn more at autolaw.com. Michigan Auto Law. The law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Detroit Sports Spectacular this weekend. Not at all a surprise to me. The host of Kang Collects, the podcast, is going to be there. You're not showing or anything, right? You're just...
No, I'm just going to be walking around. I'm not like set up as a vendor or anything like that. But if I had to choose between you two, who I'd want to come with me, I choose Gator. You like that, Doug? You like that?
Yeah, dude. I'm sorry that in the hypothetical where I originally included you, you took yourself out of the hypothetical, and now I'm getting blamed for it. Sure. I mean, go with the full vengeance here. Although, Gator, you might actually go.
Yes.
And why is that?
I got some stuff that I wouldn't mind getting checked out, getting rated. Mm-hmm. Or graded, I guess, is what it is. A few rookie cards.
Yeah.
Gator was a collector back in the day. Doug, yeah. You didn't collect at all?
Like, I did, and I probably threw away thousands of dollars worth of cards because I had a lot of baseball cards when I was a kid.
Yeah, the stuff I have is not, I mean, now it seems old as we get older, but for me, like, I never thought that I had old stuff. Like, I didn't have stuff from the 50s or 60s. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get to the old baseball cards like that, but I had stuff from the 70s and there's some baseball cards.
Now.
Yeah. But the baseball stuff that I have really, looking back at it, I don't think there's anything that's terribly valuable there, but I do have Joe Montana rookie cards. I have a Walter Payton rookie card. I have a Ricky Henderson rookie card. And then everything else is just kind of, you know, the stuff that I have probably isn't worth a ton, but I did enjoy collecting, you know, like the first series that Upper Deck had when they came out with hockey cards.
Yeah.
I probably have 3 or 4 full sets of those. And there's some assorted cards that I have that are just stuff that I can get checked out. And I've got an autographed baseball that I've always been curious about what it's worth. And it's from the mid 70s, the Big Red Machine, the Cincinnati Reds.
Wow.
And it's got a ton of Hall of Famers on the ball, you know? And now that Pete Rose is eligible.
Can you, can you get something like that authenticated?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yep. So, yeah that's, dude, you got some cool stuff, man. And it's worth a lot to you because you actually, you're the original owner. Like, you're right? You pack pulled these things.
Yes.
I think that's really cool. And I think you have a chance to, in high grade, Doug, those could be worth a lot of money. I don't think, I saw your cards, they're not mint and they're not perfect,
no.
So they're not going to be worth, like, you know, the big, big money, but still can be worth something for sure.
Well, cool.
Yeah, so I might go.
Let me know, man.
Yeah. I like to go to a show every once in a while. Every couple of years, go to a show.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, Kang.
Well, plus, enjoy.
Plus, lots of people will be there.
Well, tomorrow, J.J. McCarthy, Bill Laimbeer, Armando Galarraga, Michael Penix, Reggie Jackson, Wade Boggs, Dennis Rodman, Mark Aguirre, Rick Mahorn, Kenneth Walker, Blake Corum, Roman Wilson, Mike Samristol, Jalen Harrell, Rod Moore, Cornelius Johnson, Alan Trammell, Jack Morris, Christian Laettner. Good Lord. Jim Punkin, George Foster.
I know.
See if you can show the ball to George Foster.
Well, yeah, and I've got that baseball card that they feature him on the website. That's a 78 Foster. It's when he hit the 52 home runs, 149 RBIs, and hit .320.
Yeah.
A ridiculous season by the outfielder, George Foster. I noticed that when you were going through the names, you skipped over a couple.
Yeah, I did, because I don't think anybody knows who these people are.
He's going through all this list and then gets to Kenneth Walker, skips over Lori Petty and Biddy Schramm.
Sorry. Sorry, Lori. Sorry, Biddy.
Who were from the movie, the baseball movie with the women folk.
No League Country for Old Men.
League of Their Own.
No Country for Old Men. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Lori Petty was in the original Point Break. She played Tyler, who was Keanu Reeves' love interest in the movie.
Of course you know this.
She's also in Tank Girl, for those who remember.
This is off the top of your head?
Who can forget Tank Girl?
It's kind of a...
Is that why you're going Gator? Is this the real reason?
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
Dude, I can see Tank Girl.
Yeah, I mean, Tank Girl's...
How many times are you gonna in your life are you going to get a chance to see Tank Girl?
I mean, I don't know how many times... Yeah, are you going to be able to say that all the time?
Nope.
Sunday's a big day for Lions. If you go Sunday, Barry's going to be there. Calvin's going to be there. Aiden Hutchinson, Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs. Got some Red Wings, former Red Wings, Chris Chelios, or Chelios, depending on what you hear. Brett Hull, Adam Oates, Mike Vernon.
Hull and Oates?
Doug. Yeah, Hull and Oates are going to be there. Doug, Jack Campbell's going to be there.
I know, we talked about it.
What, you and Jack talked about it? He said, stay away from me, far away.
Yeah, here's what I need. I need you to stay as far away from me as possible. Got no, we didn't
lot,
talk about
a
it.
A lot of current Detroit Lions are going to be there, so that's cool. I may, maybe Sunday might be the day.
Okay.
I mean, either way, I'd like to go.
Just walk around, see some cards. Yeah.
Say hi to JG if he's there, you know.
Who?
Jared Goff.
Oh.
JG.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
That's a different JG.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, enjoy.
You know, that's Sonic.
Enjoy. I'm
you want to go, Doug?
No, I don't, but hey, you have a good time. Mm.
So, Kane, would I expect to see like lots of vendors selling cards and stuff too?
Oh, yeah, that's basically what it is. Like a whole section. I think they have a different area for all the signing. Stuff like that. So, but it's a good experience if you've never been. This is a big card show, so it's not like a local VFW or not that there's anything wrong with those shows, but this is a big show.
Okay. Beginning of the show, we were talking about something the morning show did, which was actually pretty cool because it involved all four of the major sports fan bases here in Detroit. They asked a question of all of you in Detroit, who's got a better chance to win a championship? The Detroit Tigers or the Detroit Lions? Who's got a better chance to win this season? And which team has a more important offseason this summer, the Pistons or Red Wings? The vote on which team has a better chance to win it all this season was very close. The Tigers got 51.6% of the vote. The Lions, 48.4%. Which team has a more important offseason? The Red Wings got 73.7% of the vote. The Pistons, 26.3%. We did get a bunch of feedback on this at 248-539-9797. From an unnamed texter, more important offseason, the Pistons for their continued success. It's close because the Wings don't make the playoffs and Stevie keeps his job, but we have hope. Next one, are people really expecting the Lions to not be good this year? They can lose more games and even be a better team this year. Good grief, people. Sounds like the sky is falling already. That's probably in response to some of the early feedback we got. We had one guy who said he didn't think the Lions were going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, that was odd. And I do expect them to win fewer games this season.
Yeah, 15-2.
It's amazing. And I do expect this team, if they are healthy, to be better and go further than what they did last year in the playoffs.
You can make a case that you take that many players off the defense with a not as difficult schedule that's still going 15-2 would be as impressive as being healthy this year with this schedule and going 15-2. Like, I'm not sure what they did last year with all of the injuries was any tougher than this year's schedule lines up to be. But next text, I'm flabbergasted how easily some Lions fans brush aside the significance of a 15-2 season littered with injuries and how it translates into this season. They did not lose all their players. This is off season. This is the off season, LOL.
Yeah, I think the schedule is a lot tougher. I think it's a lot tougher. They're playing lots of marquee quarterbacks, and it's going to be a difficult road to go. But I still think it's a playoff team, and I still think it's one of those teams contend for the Super Bowl.
You know, and I think the concerns about the coordinators is a real thing, but if I look at Dan Campbell, like he did bring in Aaron Glenn. He did bump up Ben Johnson. They weren't coordinators before they got here, right? Wasn't Aaron Glenn a secondary coach and Correct. Ben Johnson was a quarterback coach? They were first-time coordinators. He did. Now he's brought in two new guys. Here's the thing to remember. Yeah, there's going to be some learning on the job. But given that they were identified by this regime and hired and who they've brought in the past, what they've done, I'm confident they got it right. But here's something else. Do I think Calvin Shepard and John Morton will be better by the end of the season than they are to start the season? Yeah, there's a learning curve. They very well could be. And, you know, the regular season success we had was awesome. But we all know now we're in a point where it's all about the postseason. So, Gator, I saw something interesting today.
Oh, was it a class as whole?
No, you did actually really well with that. When you started, when we started hearing how the word was actually spelled, the winner of the spelling bee, éclaircissement, and you had the first six letters correct, I was like, that's way better than I would have done. I would have got the first letter wrong. I would have said A.
Yeah, I spelled éclair. It's like spelling donut. I got it. Yep. You know, delicious.
There is a place in Michigan that is being, look, I'm giving you credit. No, I feel like, take the credit, man.
Sisamol.
There's a place in Michigan that's being marketed as the Key West of the Midwest. A place in Michigan that's being marketed as the Key West of the Midwest.
Okay.
Let's take 10 texts right now. What do you think it is?
I got one city that stands out to me.
Maybe this is easy then.
Maybe not.
What is the Key West of the Midwest? It's a city in Michigan. Send your text over at 248-539-9797. The first 10. Give us the reason why. We will read those on the air. And make sure you sign your text. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.